Tarragon, how are you?
Hello. No, well, and you?
All right, thank you. Okay, let's continue our conversation from tomorrow, from yesterday, actually.
From yesterday.
Yeah.
That's really good.
<Slowly.
getting>
Yeah, it's just I have a lot of faith in you. So, Musi Mamani's resignation in Parliament.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. as the chief of the Democratic Alliance. You know, do you think that this might be a case of going backward to go forward? Because when I look at that, there's a lot of key players who are kind of moving into older or into original positions.
Let me just look. Obviously, no one can predict where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But I think one of the problems for both Musi Mamani and previously Lindiwe Mazibuko is that, you know, the sort of this whole thing about this BE or, you know, paying attention to race. I think that was an issue for the DA, and I think they felt the pressure. And I've got to say that I think Helen Zille, she was in charge, and she felt the pressure and she responded. The problem is that both bright people, capable, competent, absolutely nothing against that aspect. And I'm not even going to talk about their negatives because it matters with my mind because it's where we are currently. But I think the problem with being in that position, in that pressure, is that both Lindiwe Mazibuko and Musi Mamani were too young. And by that, I mean they had not had enough experience. I do not believe you could be the head of a corporation or the leader of a political party unless you have had experience. And that's that's different from intelligence or ability. That's about actually being able to factor in many, many years of making mistakes, correcting them, understanding how people operate and reading the signals. And I honestly believe that there are not a lot of people under the age of 40 who can take on that role. It's so multifaceted. And I think the problem for both of these people is that the pressure to put black leaders in we have a gap. We do have an experience gap because of apartheid. So there is a sort of old white guard, if you put it that way, in their 50s and 60s. And then you've got the youngsters in their 20s and 30s. So. And there is that gap. And that has a lot to do with transitioning from the one to the other. I believe it'll change. I think it'll normalize. But you have to have that rounded person with experience, irrespective of color, to not make the sort of mistakes Musi Mamani made. And he's ended up in this awful resignation scenario. And because he said a couple of silly things last night, he really can't come back from, especially, you know, obviously not to the DA.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of the disaffected, a Herman Mashaba and a Musi Mamani and maybe a Makosi Kosa starting another party? Is there an alternative way?
Look, I think there's a possibility of it. I think the one thing they underestimate, and that is that they will get the financial support to do so. That's the one thing. The other thing, of course, is that parties, and you have to give the credit to the DA for this by virtue of their longevity, are sophisticated, complicated machines to run. Never mind the donations or the sponsorships. And to simply get a party running correctly to challenge, the EFF made it, and I suspect they made it because they were backed. We still don't know who they were backed by, and I'm not sure that we're going to see them for all that long. But to get a party really going, I mean, whether it be the ANC or the DA, that's a huge undertaking.
Been interesting to see the press over the past couple of days. A language I'm not sure I agree with. They talk about a right wing of the DA. I'm not so sure I'd call it a right wing. I'd probably call it a classical liberal wing.
Yes.
But do you not think that the accusation would be made that the DA, in fact, has not dealt with the race issue effectively? And could one not argue, in fact, that the DA top six, or whoever they may be, have kind of missed the ball in that they're fighting to get back, I think, those Freedom Front 300,000 voters who left the DA, instead of seeing, hey, wait a minute, there's 50 million potential black voters.
Look, I think in fact what happened is that instead of being the classically centrist party, under Maimane, it sort of slid left. Because, the whole issue, you know, if there's one thing you need out of, the same as investors need out of a government, the one thing that you need, voters need, is they need to know exactly what it is they're supporting. If they don't like it, they can go somewhere else, but at least they know what it is they're not supporting, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And that was the hallmark of Musi Maimane's weaknesses. It was that he chopped and changed, and he was indecisive. And at the very point that it looked like he was reaching a policy that moved away from race, whatever one thinks, one way or the other, he changed his mind. And that really presaged the end, because suddenly you didn't have that certainty.
Interesting.
And people who take a classically liberal view are going to take a non-racialist view. The trick now is that whoever runs it and however it's run, they've at least got to have clear policies. And, you know, I think the funny thing is that I don't know what'll happen with the Freedom Front Plus, the people who went to it. But I think things are open amongst black voters. And certainly what the DA needs to try and do, there's no guarantee that they'll succeed, is to aim for those disaffected voters who didn't vote last time.
And that is unfortunately where we have to leave it, Soragon. Always wonderful to speak to you, and I feel like we never really get quite enough time. So you guys are back on Tuesday, and looking forward to hearing what the IRR has to say.
Me too.
Sorry, it's like a great chocolate where you just get a little piece.